promises for outside the womb, believing they grow according to God's word. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Galatians 1 verse 15, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy, 1 Corinthians 7 verse 14. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them, they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Psalms 127 verses 3-5. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Psalms 102 verse 28. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Is 54:13. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth, the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Psalms 112 verses 1-3. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered, for I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, Isaiah 49 verses 25-26. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household, Acts 16 verse 31. Lift up your eyes all around, and see, they all gather together, they come to you, your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Isaiah 60 verses 4-5. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping, and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border, Jeremiah 31 verses 16-17. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation, Genesis 7 verse 1. Then they brought little children to him, that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Mark 10 verses 13-16. He will bring justice to the poor of the people, he will save the children of the needy, and will break in pieces the oppressor. Psalm 72 verse 4. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Psalms 102 verses 27-28. Yet she is your companion, and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Malachi 2 verse 15. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5 verses 4-5. The Father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. 25 Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Proverbs 23 verses 24-25. For your prayer is heard, and your wife will bear you a son, and you shall call his name. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of to the Lord their God. He will turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1 verse 13. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1 verse 6. By you I have been upheld from birth, you are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. Psalm 71 verse 6.